A big, empty hall with a wooden floor. A group of people walk into the middle of the room. They turn their faces to the wall, and it seems as if they are preparing something. Then they turn around again. They are wearing big red noses with huge grins on their faces. Then they start acting. They are clowns. The acting is part of the two-day clowning workshop, which took place on the 15th and 16th of January. Astrid, who led the workshop, explains what an ordinary person changes into when he becomes a clown.
Well, the clown is somebody who's always in the yes mode. He always says yes, there's no no. It's always a yes, anything. If you think your normal self can't do it, as a clown you can just do it. And it is about being vulnerable. It's showing yourself. And you are in direct contact with the audience, which in normal theater you are not.
It was only a small group that came together to learn clowning. Alfred from the UK was one of the curious people and explains why he came.
To have some fun and to learn a few new things. And I don't know, just be here, yeah. I've done some clowning things before, and I really like the... it's almost like a kind of practice where you kind of be present and just stop, slow yourself down and just be there. I mean, it sounds a bit abstract, but I think it's really great.
At the beginning of the course, the future clowns walked around in the silent room. Later, they lie on the floor and moved in slow motion. Alfred lifts his arm slowly. Another girl is rolling around very slowly. It doesn't seem like clowning, but it is part of the preparation, explains Astrid, because there are exercises for body awareness.
First, the body has to be prepared. It's because our normal self is very different from the clown being, so it takes time to get into it. You need to prepare yourself, and all the normal standards don't really count. So, I mean, the clown has his own logic, which is not necessarily the logic of the world around us. So it takes time to get into that.
But the moving around is only the preparation, and Alfred admits that he liked the real clowning part more.
I think the working up is good. You know, you have to work up to kind of just be present, but actually doing it, you know, and interacting with another person. And I suppose, and the great thing is just getting that laugh or that reaction from the audience, you know, the other people, you know, and yeah, and then you suddenly think, ah, I can do it, and you forget about your fear, and well, I forgot about mine most of the time, and just did it.
He acted as a clown who reads a foreign newspaper and pretends to understand everything. Then another clown comes by and tries to disturb the clown who is engrossed in the reading. Astrid explains that this acting is an exercise for accepting.
Accepting what's happening, because, yeah, like, which is connected to the yes. Because normally when something happens in life, you say, oh no, I don't like it. And as a clown, you just, oh yes, yes, give me more of it.
The workshop was a short introduction and could only give some first insights into the big world of clowning. But after these 2 days of acting and exercising, Alfred truly feels like a clown.
I don't know. I think I've kind of laughed and moved and connected with the people who I've been working with, and yeah, we've had a good time. It sounds strange, but I feel freer. Sounds a bit funny saying that, but it's sort of like just learning to, well, not really learning, but reconnecting with that kind of spontaneous part of yourself, which sometimes in busy world you just forget about.
Finally, all participants realized that they already have a clown within themselves. They only have to discover it.